You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
We're back with you at halftime at Kessler Field here on the first home game of the 2012 season, the 20th season of football at Monmouth University. The Hawks lead the URI Rams 24-3. Take a look at our first half statistics. It was all MU. They outgained the visiting Rams 325 to 95 in total yards. The Hawks were led by Kyle Frazier, 15 out of 22, 183 yards through the air. Couple of touchdown strikes. Julian Hayes, 52 yards on the ground on six carries and a touchdown. KB Asante, 43 yards. Frazier ran for 40 himself in a dominating performance on the ground. 142 rushing yards for MU in that opening half. Neil Sterling, Tristan Roberts, each with four catches for 45 and 40 yards respectively. Lamar Davenport made a couple acrobatic grabs for 35 yards. And Asante, two catches, 23 yards, and a touchdown. Mitchell Pollard led the way defensively with four tackles. Pat Gray, Jeremy Rodriguez, and Andrew Sutton, each with three. URI, in 23 plays, gained 95 yards. Isijola had 23 yards on seven carries. Brad Benson, 6 of 9, throwing the football for 54 yards. Three of those grabs for 46 yards going to Ramadan Abdullah in that opening half. Nicholas had seven tackles. Walker and Ani each with five. MU scored first to go on top 7-0. URI then had a field goal to cut it to 7-3. It was a Hayes touchdown run and then a Spillane field goal to give MU a 17-3 lead. And then with 5:57 remaining in the second quarter, Frazier found McLafferty 25 yards for the touchdown, capping a three-play 51-yard drive to put MU on top 24-3. Just about ready for the second half of action here from Kessler Field. It's now become an overcast afternoon. MU will be kicking off to begin things here in the second half of action. And as I welcome my broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, back into the booth. Matt, I would say since we've been doing games, I believe this is our fourth year now doing this, that might have been the best half of football that we have seen the Hawks play.
Yeah, definitely a solid performance overall. Special teams, defense, offense, everyone kind of got involved in the action a little bit. I'll tell you the one thing that I learned at halftime, and it happened in the last 2 minutes, when you go outside, there actually is a breeze that's taking place. It's just not anywhere in this confines of this 10-by-10 square that we are in.
I find it better if you stick your head out the press box like this. It does a little bit, actually, to help. The flags are moving, just not coming in here.
No, it's going the wrong direction. We need a northeaster, and we're getting a southeaster today.
You're right.
Of course, the Atlantic has kicked up the last couple days. If you've driven by the ocean, you have seen that the surf has picked up pretty well. As Eddie told you, Monmouth will kick off to Rhode Island. Defensively, the Hawks have gone a whole four quarters, and they have not yielded a touchdown on the defensive side of the ball. Lucas Santangelo will get set to kick off here. Number 45 has had a couple of good kickoffs. Will use the win to his advantage here, I would think. Back deep, Brandon Johnson Farrell, number 3, and number 11, Billy Morgan. They split the field at the hash marks. Morgan standing at about his own 8-yard line. Johnson Farrell back inside his 5. Here's the kick from Santangelo. End over end kick. Bounces at the 10, picked up at the 6 by Johnson Farrell. Takes it out over the 20 and then is stopped in the open field. Tackle made by Tyler Verga and Justin Pandorf, the two fullbacks on the roster for Monmouth. Rhode Island will have it first down and 10. They will begin play at their own 24-yard line. We want to thank you for joining us here on the home opener of the 2012 season, celebrating 20 years of Monmouth football. Hawks 24, URI 3. 6 seconds ticked off the clock here in the third quarter.
I know you went over the halftime scores, the out-of-town scores around the Northeast Conference. How shocking is this 39-28 St. Francis over Bryant score?
Got to be disappointing if you're among those who root for Bryant. The Bulldogs expected to be one of the top teams in the NEC, and the schedule really a long way from being over, but a disappointing effort last week and struggling so far here today. Is that a final now?
No, it's not final. It's in the midway through the fourth quarter. The only final, Lehigh's defeated Central Connecticut.
First down completion flipped from Bob Benson out to his right to number 18, Ramadan Abdullah. He picks up 6. It'll bring up a second down and 4.
Gain of 6, second and
Good crowd, hot day, good performance so far from MU. Hawks will start in the secondary with Phillips, Pollard, Sutton, and Gray. Mitchell Pollard getting some work from the athletic training staff on the bench right now. Give up the middle to number 10, Asani Mudimbi. He stacked up at the line of scrimmage. Maybe push the pile forward for a half yard out to the 31. Let's call it third down and three coming up. Third down has been kind to Monmouth, certainly on the defensive side, as you or I 0 of 5 on third down conversions. You're not going to win many football games like that. Want to thank Rob McCourt for stopping by at halftime. Always a good interview, and the Hawks on the men's soccer side off to another good start, 3-0-1, with Columbia on the schedule tonight. Benson from the shotgun on third down, under some pressure, going to now scramble, roll to his right, get close to the line of scrimmage, have a man but cannot connect. Drop pass by Billy Morgan, number 11, and Monmouth will force another three and out. 0-6 now on third down are the Rams.
And even if Morgan, Matt, had pulled that down, he was out of bounds. So a good job there. A little late pressure from Colin Cooper at his outside linebacker position, flying up to disrupt Benson. And again, outside of a gift wrap 3 points that Monmouth gave URI, they have not been able, outside of that one turnover inside the five, to move the football.
With Mitchell Pollard bothered right now by a leg injury, Elijah Phillips is back deep as the punt returner. Coming over, will call for a fair catch and make it at the Hawk 33-yard line, where Monmouth will get their first possession of the second half on a first and 10 with 13:24 remaining in the third quarter. And the Hawks owning this one so far, leading it 24-3.
University Subs. It's been a neighborhood favorite for years here at Monmouth University. Located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street, U-Subs offers free delivery to the Monmouth dorms, and all MU students receive 10% off of their total order. Visit them online at myusubs.com.
Frazier coming on with Hayes as the single back. Sumlin and Roberts, slot receiver combination, sideline left, up top to the right is Sterling. Here is the give to Hayes, off tackle to the right side, breaks the plane of the 35, gets to the 36-yard line for a gain of 3 to bring up a 2nd and 7.
You know, Matt, I would look for the Monmouth offense here to not take the foot off of the gas. Yes, you have URI down 24-3, and you are seemingly doing whatever you want offensively, but I hope they don't go into a shell and maybe just don't run, and then have to pass on third. Stay aggressive. You've got to score as many points as you can. We've seen crazier things happen, just even today, out in Loretto.
2nd down and 7 for Frazier. Going to take to the air, flipping in the flat. Hayes will make the catch. Hayes down the far sideline with some space to the 40, 35 to the 30. Foot race to the end zone, 20, 15, 10, 5. Hayes dives forward and gets to the 2-yard line. Big completion on a simple flat pattern, and Hayes rumbling his way all the way down to the URI 2.
How about Julian Hayes turning on the Jets? I know everyone knew him as a power back that time. Racing towards the end zone, turning on the Jets after midfield, and setting up MU inside the 5.
Clement Ani, the free safety, making the touchdown-saving tackle. Hayes waving off a substitution, saying he wants to stay on. I think he wants another touchdown.
He's played so well and so aggressive in this game today.
He's got one on the day already. First and goal from the URI 2. Rams pack it in the goal line defense. Frazier has Hayes off to his left. Frazier wants to throw. Fade pattern for Sterling. One-handed attempt on the grab. No good. Goes as an incompletion and will set up a 2nd and goal.
Sterling, just again, one step behind the throw. And that was a good jam on the outside by Bess from URI. He knew the fade was coming. Sterling is the only player not bunched towards the line of scrimmage at the formation's left. See if MU gives that another shot or if they just elect to keep it on the ground with Hayes.
Pandorf and Hayes in the backfield with Frazier. Hayes going to get it this time. Into the line of scrimmage, bounce backwards, and then able to fall back to the line and set up a 3rd and goal. No gain with 3 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Monmouth trying to add to a 24-3 advantage.
So now credit URI's defense. A couple of stops. As now it'll be 3rd and goal. And MU wanting more skill and speed on the field. They bring in Roberts to spread things out. They take out the tight end, McLafferty.
George stays in, tight end left. Pandorf wing left. Sterling up top to the right. Roberts single man back to the left. Frazier will keep it. Looked like he was going to hand it to Hayes, and then I'm not quite sure who's actually even going to get credited with carry. They both kind of fell into the line at the same time.
Well, both players come up, and I couldn't even see who had it, and they got up screaming that they want to go for it here on fourth and goal.
They picked up a yard. It's fourth and goal from the one. Ball set from the right hash mark, and the way things are going right now, the coaches didn't even think about bringing Spillane on for the field goal. Sterling, near receiver, split out to the right. Roberts to the left. Hayes gets the carry. Hayes punches it in. Touchdown, Monmouth. The confidence shown by the coaching staff pays off. Hayes has got a second of the day, and MU blowing this one wide open, leading it 30-3.
So Hayes starts the drive with a long run on the reception, and here punctuates the drive. This is the best this Hawks team has looked in quite a while, the best they've looked at home in a couple years. And Matt, they're kicking for 31 now on top of URI.
Spillane on for the extra point. We knew this Monmouth offense could score in bunches, and today the balance has certainly been on display. Frazier with a couple of touchdown passes, Hayes with a couple of touchdown runs. Spillane to work out of the hold of Peterson to give Monmouth a 28-point lead. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and that one dead on and through. 31-3, Monmouth leads, 11:03 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Hawks fans, get your 2012 Monmouth University tickets right now. Season and single game tickets as well as group packages are now available. You can spend your birthday with Shadow at a Monmouth game or fundraise for your organization or cause with MU Athletics. One call, one click away, 732-263-5735 or hawktickets at monmouth.edu.
Another long scoring drive for Monmouth, awaiting the official drive statistics, but the Hawks right now leading it by a score of 31-3 after Hayes takes it in from a yard out on a fourth down and goal. Lucas Santangelo on to kick it off. And that scoring drive, 6 plays, 67 yards, 2 minutes, 21 seconds. Hayes now 10 carries, 57 yards, and the 2 scores. Frazier 16 of 24 for 245.
I know it's not on the sheet. The big play, the 62-yard screen pass to Julian Hayes, who then, well, he went ahead and, as a polite young man would do, he finished the drive himself from 1 yard out. And he looks great. Asante looks great. And Matt, MU right now, balanced, explosive. Kyle Frazier, as sharp as we've seen him. You really can't hope for much more, offensively or defensively, from this Hawks team.
No, it's been a statement for Monmouth so far here today. As Santangelo needs help, someone will come in and hold. As the ball is blown off the tee again, high end-over-end kick. That will be fielded by Morgan at his own 3-yard line. Comes to the near sideline at the 20-25 and gets upended by Pollard. Dives forward to the 27-yard line is where the 28-yard line, let's say, is where they will spot the football. And URI coming back on here for a first down and 10.
I'll tell you something that we've mentioned a few times in last week's broadcast and today's, but how about the seamless transition that Mitchell Pollard has made from wide receiver to defensive back? I mean, he gets put right in there. He's starting, playing nickel when Phillips is healthy, and he's able to come up and run support. They do an excellent job really helping. I mean, we saw last year, Matt, with Hogan, and Pollard doing the same thing.
Yep, he has been a key man and an unselfish move, making the position change on the defensive side of the ball. Benson trying to keep URI alive in this game. Will go over the middle. He's got a man. Catch is made by Morgan. Out to the Monmouth 41-yard line, 13-yard completion will be a first 10, a first and 10.
Matt Gray makes the stop and up before.
You know, at this point, the defense is thinking, we'd love to pitch a shutout here in terms of not giving up any touchdowns. They've yielded 3 points, but that was after a fumble deep in Monmouth's own end. Five-man front as Cooper walks up on the left end as the outside linebacker. Benson wanting to throw, slings it to the outside. That catch is made by Brandon Johnson Farrell, URI's top returning man. He's been quiet so far today. Just his second reception, picks up about 6. will leave URI with a second and four from the Monmouth 47-yard line.
I'm trying to remember, but I'm pretty sure I may have bought a car from a Bob Benson. Doesn't that sound like a car salesman name?
There used to be a steakhouse in the city, Brad Benson's.
Is that the former player?
That's a guard. Somebody owns a Hyundai dealership, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he's a former Jet.
Benson to the outside. He will sling it wide, and that catch is made. Hauled in by Johnson Farrell again.
That was a classy move, by the way. Opt to go to the steakhouse in the city. I like that.
Ben Benson. Ben Benson's Steakhouse. That's what it is. I think they just closed down after, 100 years in business.
Right, that's a shame. Quality steakhouses are not easy to find.
They are not.
I know where I can get a great steak.
First and 10.
The Boathouse.
From the 46-yard line of Monmouth. Thanks for the plug. Benson from the shotgun. Empty backfield. Five out on the pattern. Will sling it high and wide. Intended receiver was Abdullah. That will fall incomplete. Sutton and Hildebrandt Jr. combining on the coverage. Brings up a second and 10 for URI. 9.5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Hawks up 31-3.
As good as the offense has been today, and they'll get the headlines with the points on the board, this defense has been very, very good against a team that we didn't know a whole lot about coming in. And then if you add in the two great quarters in the second half of the Lehigh game, they have just continued their stellar play early on in this season.
Second time these two teams have matched up. URI got the better of Monmouth 27-24 back in 2009. Been a much different game here today. Picked off by Sullivan at the 40-yard line. Sullivan to midfield. He will break a tackle and get into URI territory at the Ram 48-yard line. Boy, the defense really feeling good about themselves. And it certainly is a heck of a lot easier to play with a 28-point lead. Sullivan on the pick.
It's the third cause turnover of the game, Matt. Two fumbles and now a pick. How about Sullivan? We know he can rush the quarterback from his linebacker spot here, dropping back into coverage. And whatever Andy Bobick has dialed up today has worked. Again, the only 3 points URI has was given to them because of Pete Nagy's fumble inside Monmouth's own 10-yard line.
Third interception of the season. Monmouth had two last week. Hildebrandt Jr. and Pollard each had one. Sullivan gets into the act here. First down and 10 for Frazier, the Monmouth offense. Frazier rolling off to his left, and he will get sacked on this play. Good hard charge put on by Manny Williams, number 47. One of the top sack returners for URI gets one here on Frazier. Big loss on the play. Back into Monmouth territory, the 44-yard line. It'll set up second and 18.
I do like the play call, though. Monmouth going to the air after the turnover. And you like that they've continued to stay aggressive, holding this 31-3 lead.
Frazier checks things over here. Robert slot right, Davenport. Wide man right. Asante will get the carry. Gets back to the Monmouth 49-yard line. Stop just shy of midfield. About a 5-yard pickup. We'll leave Monmouth with a third down and long. You know, one thing we haven't had an opportunity to mention, URI, a team that plays in the CAA, we've mentioned that. They were expected to join the Northeast Conference next year in 2013 as a football-only member, as the CAA has dramatically changed the dynamics. URI wanting to get away from the heavy travel. Georgia State in the CAA, Old Dominion in the CAA, both of those teams on their way out. Stony Brook in Albany on their way in, so URI has decided to stay in the CAA. Frazier here on third down and long. Stops, checks, runs. He will have a first down and continuing to go at the 25-yard line. Takes a hard hit at the 23 and slow to get up. Someone has to tell Kyle Frazier after he has the first down, you can just go ahead and get out of bounds.
Well, what I was going to say, it would have been great enough for him to just get to the marker and get out of bounds, and then Kyle fooled everybody by cutting it up back to the field of play. At that point, once you get a free yard around you, get on the ground. Just fall. Don't even slug. Just get on the ground, because he is so valuable to Monmouth's fortunes this year. They can't afford to have him hurt. And, Matt, I'll be honest, if they score on this drive, and I'm a coach, he's coming right out.
Yeah, I would agree with you, too. You know, you have a very capable backup in Craig Peterson, who played half the season last year. It would probably be good to get him some snaps. Robertson, that jet sweep, motions to the right side, cuts upfield at the right hash mark, gets to the 20-yard line on a 3-yard pickup. Will bring up a second and seven. But, you know, that has left a bit of a hole. Just to finish the thought that we can continue as a URI player is down 7:18 to go in the third quarter, and Monmouth with the big 31-3 lead. That's left a bit of a hole in some scheduling in the Northeast Conference. They were expecting URI to come in and keep Albany. Albany leaving to go to the CAA, URI declining the invitation. So I think as the landscape of college football continues to change, the NEC at some point will have to make some pretty big decisions about some things.
And some things we talked about coming back from Lehigh last week, we were kind of kicking the idea around on our car ride back. The NEC was planning to go to a 9-game conference schedule in 2 years. You would have two non-conference games, keeping in mind that Albany and URI would still be in the league. Now that they're both leaving, it kind of opens up some possibilities, and we haven't heard anything. These are kind of our best guesses, but seeing what Marist did last week against Bryant, they're a former NEC member in all sports. They were a charter member of the conference. They now play football in the Pioneer League. You have to look maybe at some other Northeast FCS schools that play football. And then the question starts turning into, do you keep your auto bid? Do you lose your auto bid into the FCS playoffs? You have to have a certain number of teams to keep that bid going. And then this conversation really could unravel. We could do a whole probably 4-hour show about this. But you mentioned it. That landscape of college football is going to change every year now. The NEC needs to put themselves in a better position.
Second and seven. Fake pass to the outside. Inside handoff for Asante. Bounces off of tackles. Takes it down inside the 10-yard line. Moving the pile on the right side. And gets to the 5. Maybe inside the 5 to the 4.5. That will be a first down and set up a first and goal for Monmouth. I think the one good thing, just to kind of stick with the train of thought here, that the NEC does have going for it is that the FCS playoffs have expanded a little bit. So probably taking an automatic bit away. I don't think that's the direction that the playoffs will go. I think they want to make sure that every conference has a bid, or at least an opportunity for a bid. In the case of the Ivy League, they choose not to send their team to the postseason. Movement up front, that's going to be procedure on Monmouth. So I think they have that going for them. But, you know, do you want to only have 7 conference games and 4 non-conference games? Some coaches might say yes, and some coaches might say no.
Well, I think Coach Callahan is among the group there that would welcome more non-conference games. Recently, you can look at the schedule. Monmouth plays more Colonial teams, Patriot League teams. Maybe that would give them the opportunity to play Big South schools. I think we need to get that Monmouth Coastal Carolina yearly trip to Conway going. I know we're big fans of that.
It was a fun trip.
That was a fun trip.
Head down to Myrtle Beach anytime.
I'm always a big fan of that.
I'd like to move it a little bit later as Monmouth will get up to the line. Quick play. Frazier flips one to the outside. Lamar Davenport hauls it in for a touchdown. And Monmouth goes up 37-3 with the extra point upcoming. He got quick up to the line after URI got an injured player off. Davenport catching his first touchdown pass of the year. And as that was all going on, Craig Peterson was starting to throw and warm up a little bit. I would think Kyle Frazier's day is done.
Well, Frazier's day should be done. Neil Sterling's day. Tristan Roberts, Julian Hayes, KB Asante. It's time to get them out, get some other players with some game experience. Still a lot of football game left to be played with about 6 minutes remaining here in the third quarter, but MU firmly in control.
Spillane on for the extra point. Peterson, good hold, good kick, another point. 38-3. Monmouth leads this one. 6:14 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more Monmouth football right here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
For the latest information on Monmouth athletics, visit the online home of the Blue and White at GoMUHawks.com. Your one-stop source for Monmouth news, statistics, schedules, videos, and more. Check out the new virtual guide, which gives you information about each of Monmouth's 21 programs. And check out Hawk Stars, our new kids club for kids 8th grade and under. GoMUHawks.com, your official online home of MU athletics.
Monmouth with another touchdown, their 5th of the day. They lead at 38-3 with 6:14 to go in the third quarter. Hawks will send Lucas Santangelo out to kick off. As URI back deep, that scoring drive, 6 plays, 48 yards, 3 minutes and 10 seconds off the clock. Capped off Frazier to Davenport, 9-yard scoring strike. Santangelo hits this one again pretty deep. bobbled in the end zone by Morgan. He'll pick it up at the 1 yard line in trouble and will get dropped inside the 10, right around the 8.
Complete domination, Matt. 445 yards for Monmouth, 128 for URI. MU's closing in on 200 yards apiece through the air and on the ground. Kyle Frazier, 17 of 25 for 254 and three scores. It's been a balanced effort. No one player is blowing you away statistically on the Monmouth side, but everyone's doing their part in this 38-3 lead.
First down and 10 now for URI. They've come out with their first team offense. They're not showing any signs of substituting anybody out. This is just their season opening game, so they've got to figure out ways to get better off of what has been a disappointing opener. Here's the give inside to Mudimbi. 1 yard pickup to the 9 will bring up a second down and 9.
URI, mentioned it earlier, Matt, plays in the most difficult league in FCS football, in the CAA, and picked near the bottom of that league. I'd say that league has seen a power shift too, where now the northern teams in that conference are kind of the power teams.
A lot of movement from URI. Trips out to the right. Man in motion is Justin Farvo, the fullback. Here's the give again. Inside to Mudimbi. He gets to the 10. Monmouth defense continuing to be very stingy, giving up yardage. Third down and 9 coming up. Colin Cooper on that last tackle, along with number 91, Andrew Jerzynski. I would agree. I mean, the league, so difficult, top to bottom. I mean, he didn't pick 10th. I think Georgia State was picked 11th in the preseason poll. Even picked 10th. You should threaten, and you know, and I asked Coach Callahan this on our Monmouth football show on Tuesday from Jax. You know, if you're URI, you have to circle Monmouth as a game you need to win before you go into the CAA schedule, and it hasn't worked out that way. Quick pass to the outside, caught by Abdullah. Hildebrandt Jr. coming up and making the tackle, but it's ruled as an incompletion. Slow getting up is Benson. He took a pretty hard shot by Masick on that last tackle. Flag is out. Maybe a roughing the passer? I'm not sure.
Personal foul, roughing a passer.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
15-yard penalty on that first down.
Well, if there's a positive, at least they're still playing. They're playing hard and trying to get to the quarterback. Just don't want to do so late.
Sullivan was whistled on the infraction. And he got an earful from Andy Bobick, the defensive coordinator, and now getting a talking to from the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks in his 20th year, looking for win number 110 in his career with a victory today. That's the one thing you don't want. You don't want personal fouls or silly plays, especially in a game that you are very much in charge of. Inside of 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, Benson stops, throws to the outside. Intended man was Farvo. That will fall incomplete on the coverage by Sutton. Bring up a second and 10.
And just kind of peering over the preseason CAA poll, Towson, who has just been so improved under Coach Rob Ambrose, got 12 first-place votes. Look at some of the teams near the bottom of this. William and Mary, Villanova, and Richmond are 7-8-9 preseason. Richmond won a national title, I believe, 3 seasons ago. Nova was in the title game a couple of years ago. William & Mary's a top 15 team normally. It's like the SEC of FCS.
William & Mary lost in the opener last week to Maryland 7-6. Here's the give to Mudimbi on the outside. Cuts up field at the far side. Hash mark moving to his left. Stacked up at the 25-yard line. 1 yard pickup on the play. It'll bring up a third down and 9.
And as we mentioned earlier, both ODU and Georgia State will be moving on to FBS football, and Stony Brook and Albany will be joining up. So it will kind of more closely resemble the A-10 league, which was years ago, moving forward from next season and beyond.
Teams continuing to change leagues as better opportunities arrive. Monmouth with a four-man front, nickel package with Clark Cohen as the extra man. Sullivan was coming off the left end as a pass rusher. Don't think he was drawn off, but certainly jumped offside. Didn't see any movement from URI, but the referees will talk about it. As an example, who would have thought 5 or 6 years ago that both Texas A&M and Missouri would be playing their first games in the SEC today. It is against Monmouth. It'll give URI a bonus 5 and go from 3rd and 9 to 3rd and 4.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This year, a couple of teams, UMass, Texas San Antonio, Texas State, playing at the FBS level. UMass was a CAA power until this season. Just, you almost have to keep your eyes to the sports page every day for different happenings in college athletics.
Four wide receivers set here for the Rams. Inside of 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Two to either side for Benson. Gets the snap, throws, flips it to the outside. Quick catches made by Tyler Dunham, one of the backup wide receivers, to the 35-yard line. They needed 4. They got 5, and a first down for Dunham.
Sat down right in the middle of the zone. Sutton overran the play, and Dunham made the catch right in front of Reggie Hildebrandt Jr. as we tick down under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Rams taking their time in between plays. Again, this just their season opener. They did not play in last week's college football kind of opening weekend. Trips off to the left. Man in motion now is Morgan. He'll come from the left side of the formation to the right. Benson gets it, sets up the bubble screen, caught by Dunham. He'll come forward to the 39-yard line. Tackle made there by Rodriguez and Sutton, who combine on the stop.
Late flag thrown right around the 25-yard line. Mike Upham signaling to his teammates he thinks it'll go against URI. Contest has gotten slightly chippy these last few minutes. Players getting into some scuffles after the play.
Illegal block is the call on URI. That will back them up a considerable amount on the chop block call. It's a half the distance to the goal penalty, and it will take them as a spot foul all the way back to the 13-yard line. They've got to get to the 45 for first down. How about that?
That just sounded weird to say, didn't it?
First and 32 coming up.
Well, the old, not too many plays in the playbook for first and 32.
This defensive line for Monmouth has caused some pretty good pressure all afternoon long. I would think they could kind of pin their ears back and go after Benson. Shovel pass here on the flip through to Eshola. Takes it out over the 15 to the 16-yard line. Gain of just about 3. Rodriguez had his helmet pop off. He'll come out and get checked out. Anthony McDonough, number 50, will come in. McDonough, much talked about freshman from Philadelphia. He's on with Louch as the two linebackers. Monmouth sticking with the nickel here on third down and 33. Benson has 4 wide receivers, flashes it to the outside, goes through the hands of Dunham on what would have only been about a 5-yard completion, and on will come the punt team for URI. I think the only drama left in this game, and I think we might have answered it earlier, is if Kyle Frazier's coming back on.
That's a good point. I really see if how many members of that first team offense will come back on. Maybe they want him to go one more series, get through the third quarter, potentially. 2:46 remaining before we get to the fourth and final quarter. And I think you're right. You got to start looking ahead to next week now.
Elijah Phillips back deep, awaiting the kick at the 50-yard line. Again, this spread-type look with the play clock winding down. It'll be a delay of game against Rhode Island. Joe Traynor, the head coach for the Rams, cannot be happy with how this game has gone. Traynor in his fourth year as the head coach, 1990 graduate of Dickinson College in Pennsylvania, 9-24 coming in a 7-game road losing streak. Looks like it will extend to 8 after today. Low snap. Wineclaw, the punter, does well just to get it off. Phillips moved forward, and the ball went over his head. And it'll be down by Rhode Island at the Hawk 46-yard line.
That's a good job by Wineclaw to make the play, dribble it on the turf a couple of times, and then get a good effort off.
Let's see who comes out offensively. A lot of the first-team linemen, and Frazier is coming out for another series.
Nagy will be the back, and And maybe, Matt, this will be the final series of the game that we see Kyle Frazier and Asante and some of these other players that are counted on this Monmouth offense.
Asante and Nagy into the game. Split back formation, one to either side of Frazier, three wide receivers into the game. And here is the give to Nagy, trying to turn the corner, and does. Hit hard as he crosses the line of scrimmage at the 48-yard line. Tackled by Clement Ani, the free safety. Two-yard pickup. Let's call it second down and eight. We'll say I am. I'm a little surprised that Frazier's still in the game. I'd be stunned if after this drive he continued to play.
Well, we thought he wouldn't even be in now after that pretty good shot he took last drive.
Two wide receivers, two tight ends. Frazier going down the seam, looking for George, overthrew him on the seam pattern. Also getting some extended look is Evan Ruane, the third tight end. We saw McLafferty limp off before. He was bothered by some injury problems in the preseason, so probably keeping it pretty safe for him. Ruane, as a redshirt freshman, had a great preseason scrimmage in the last blue-white contest.
He's kind of that next player after George and McLafferty that Coach Gallo is mentoring at the tight end spot, continuing a pretty strong tradition at that position.
Third and eight for Frazier. Over the middle, finds George. He'll make the catch. Just kind of set himself up in between linebackers and will pick up about 11 yards for Monmouth first down. Down to the URI 41.
Pick up another first down.
I don't know if the heat's getting to our fans, but I think that's where they're supposed to yell first down, and there was just nothing going on right there.
No, no. I think they've looked at the score and realized this one almost all but over. Frazier looks to throw, flares it to the outside. Too high for Roberts. Incomplete. Will bring up a second and 10. 90 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Pandorf will check in. Sumlin will check out.
Still a lot of the first-team offensive line. The skill position guys still.
It's the first group right now.
Absolutely.
No changes have been made. Eye set, Pandorf and Nagy. Nagy will get it. Pitch to the left. Cuts up field at the near side. Hash mark and gets forward to the 37-yard line. Gain of four to bring up a third down at six. You know, there is kind of a train of thought that would say when the other team, the losing team, pulls their guys, we'll pull ours. URI has yet to do that. But I think in Mama's case, when you're up so big and you do have an opportunity at home to maybe play a couple of guys, I would think in the fourth quarter we'll see some different numbers out there. Working the clock down is Frazier. Play clock inside of 10. There's less than a minute to go in the third. Frazier gets the snap, in trouble, steps up in the pocket, and is taken down for a sack of the 40-yard line.
Frazier.
Damon Vargas, Manny Williams, both combined on the stop.
Fourth down
coming up.
MU will have to run another play this quarter.
This is the first time all game we've seen the punter come on for Monmouth, Ryan Moore. He's had three quarters to pretty much just kind of hang out and be a punter.
Soaking some rays maybe?
And do what punters do. When he steps into it, it'll be about midfield. This should take us to the end of the third quarter. Rhode Island sends some pressure. It'll go over the head of Johnson Farrell and into the end zone where the third quarter will come to a close. We've played three. We come back for our last set of 15 minutes after this quick timeout with Monmouth all over URI. Hawks 38, Monmouth 3. We're back after this quick 60-second break. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.